Last time we began discussing Maros Dam, and we discussed that even though in the Ikar Edin Torah there are only five categories of problematic appearances of Dam, four types of red and one black, but our practice now, either based on an earlier Takana of Chazal or based on a later Takana of the time of Rishonim, whatever the origin is, our practice is to be machmir anything with any tint or any shade of red, even if it doesn't fit into the specific category of the Mishnah, and the same thing with black. So we'll discuss now some of the other shades and the status of those other shades. So we noted last time that there's the way the Gemara explains the three-way machlokes tanayim about yarok, whether yarok is tahor legamri, is it tamer legamri, or is it a matter of suffix? So we paskin, according to most Rishonim, we paskin that yarok is tahor legamri. What is yarok? So classically, yarok can mean one of three things. Sometimes yarok can mean blue, sometimes yarok can mean green, and sometimes yarok can mean yellow. If you look at Tosos here on Yotessim Beis on the top, Tosos Dibur Maskel HaYarok, Tosos writes, HaYarok HaYinuka Esro. The Yarok here means yellow. Velo Yarok Ekarsi doesn't mean a leek shade, which would be green. The Ein Zanot Elad Mumis. Because that has no semblance, bears no semblance to red. Meaning the fact that there's a Machlokas about Yarok, it means it has to be something that's somewhat near red. So obviously green is nowhere near red, yellow is a little closer to red, so Shaitav Machlokas Tanayim about yellow, but everyone would agree, even a Kaveh ben Mahalala would agree, that green is a Mara Tahar. Why are you perplexed?
Green is sorghum?
Not green is sorghum, yellow is sorghum.
I'm saying there are green is sorghum, like the Yemenite.
Okay.
So.
But that's not the way an esrog is supposed to look. Tosis is contrasting Esrog to Karsi. He's contrasting yellow to green. And Tosis says, I'm sorry? What?
Correct.
And Tosis says, what's the Raya? In the Gemara in Sukkah it says, the Mishnah says, Yarok Kikarsi. So there it's saying Yarok Kikarsi, meaning Stam Yarok is a different shade. The Stam Yarok is not Kikarsi, it's not like a leek, which is green. Stam Yarok is yellow. Okay, so that's what Tosis assumes, that Yarok, which is the subject of a Machlokas Tanoim, means yellow, but Evan would agree that a green Mara is definitely Tahor. And that is what the Rashba writes as well, over here on Daf Yotesh, Dibur Maskel V'Yarok. And he has a series of other rayas. For example, he points out the Tosefta Negayim, Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel. The Tosefta there has a lashon of Yarakrak Keshava. So there's the lashon of Yarok, Shava, wax, clearly not green. Wax is something that is more yellowish. Okay, so that is Tosos and the Rashba, that Yarok in the context of Maris Negayim in the Mishnah here means yellow and not green, but even a Kaveh and Malal would agree that a green Mara is totally Tahor. The Ritva may argue, the Ritva here has a line, Me'ata af bizman hazeh she'ein anu ro'en dam. So even nowadays where we aren't mafkin between different kinds of red blood, kol shehu lavan o yora kikarsi is Tahor. Tahor hu. Anything which is either white or yara kikarsi is Tahor. So that has a mashmos that yarok kikarsi is tahor, but a different shade of yarok, a yarok kesrog, perhaps would be tummy. So that is a relatively strong mashmos here in the Ritva, that perhaps a yellow mara would be tummy. In Shulchan Aruch is so same, that yarok is a mara tahor, and the Shulchan Aruch doesn't differentiate between shades of yarok, but the Pasha Pshat is that anything we would define as yarok is going to be tahor. There is a famous position of the Chachmas Adam. The Chachmas Adam is in Simen Kuf Yud Zayin Os Ches. Simen Kuf Yud Zayin Os Ches. But the Chachmas Adam suggests that even though according to most Rishonim, yellow is definitely a Mara Tahor, nevertheless, he knows the position of the Shalah HaKadosh, who was Matnir. The Shalah is quoted as well in the Sidrei Tara here, Sif Katan Beis. But he says, because there is at least a minority opinion, and we should be somewhat differential to the Shalah, that a Yellow Mara is Tameh, you should at least be Machmir for a Hefsek Tara to not accept a yellow appearance, a yellow shade, on a Hefsek Tara. So that is the position of Chachmas Adam, that even though in general we're Mako on a Mara that's yellow, you have to be Machmir on a Hefsek Tara.
Yeah. Is there other bases for being more machmir by Hefsek Tara?
Yeah, because the Hefsek Tara is what's motzi someone from a Cheskas Tuma to a Cheskas Tara.
Is there
right?
A close for that, or is it just
Yeah, so we discussed that, well, in terms of yellow per se, that's the Chacham Sadman suggestion, but in terms of being more machmir on a Hefsek Tara, we'll discuss more when we get to the halachas of the Hefsek Tara. But we already noted in previous context, in terms of the rules of Chazakah, that a you know, the status of Hefsek Tara is critical, and that's changing the Chazakah of a woman from a Cheskas Tumah to a Cheskas Tara. So that is the position of the Chachmas Adam. Ramosha is even more machmir. Ramosha appears both in Os Gimel in his Tshuvas to Rabbi Eider, as well as Igros Moshe Chelik Beis Simen Ayin Ches. Igros Moshe Chelik Beis Simen Ayin Ches, that you should be machmir on a yellow Mara even during for the first 3 days of Shem Nekiyim, which is in line with we'll get to the Ramban Kavsadivav, situations in which we're more machmir on certain kinds of maros ksamim on in the first 3 days. Okay, so in terms of the range of positions here. Most poskim assume that we're makel on yellow across the board. The Aruch HaShulchan, for example, is of that opinion. Aruch HaShulchan here in Se'if Zayin. The Chachmas Adam thinks that you should be machmir for Hefsek Tara, and Ramosha thinks that you should be machmir even for the first 3 days of Shiva Nekiyim. Okay. The next topic we need to address is brown. So the Sidrei Tara over here in the beginning of the Siman quotes Matzasi Kasov, that I found written somewhere, that we could be makel about a brown Mara. Where did he find this written? So this is a Tshuva Sayyavitz, Yaakov Emden, Tshuva Sayyavitz, Chelek Aleph, Simen Mandalid, Chelek Aleph, Simen Mandalid. Vadya in the Taras Abayis quotes from the Chachmas Bezalel that speculating at least that maybe the reason the Sidrei Tara refers to the Yaivitz as Masasi Kasev and doesn't want to mention him by name is because of the Rabbi Yaakov Emden Yonasan Ivishis controversy, and he was partial in that machlokes, so he didn't want to mention the Yaivitz by name. So take that or leave it. But this is the position of the Yaivitz in Chelek Aleph Simen Mem Dalet. What is the reasoning behind it? Where does brown fit in the spectrum of colors? So the Yaivitz writes, that brown doesn't border on red, rather it borders on black. And we already know from our Mishnah that anything lighter, a lighter shade of black than Dio, is going to be Tahor. So since brown is in the black family more than the red family, and we know that lighter shades of black are tahor, therefore we can be makel on brown. So Yoni is looking perplexed because
we're machmir on all shades of red.
Because we're machmir on all shades of red and black. So what does the Yaivitz mean? That it's no netiya l'admomis, it's a netiya l'shachris. Very good, it's in the Tila Shachar, so it's in the black family. So we're machmir on everything in the black family also. What have you gained? So the Chachmas Adam is bothered by the same problem. The Chachmas Adam in Simen Kuf Yud Aleph Os Aleph, Kuf Yud Aleph Os Aleph. The Chachmas Adam still accepts the Yaivitz Lahalacha, but he's bothered by this problem. that we know Lemaisa, we're machmir and everything in the black family. The Aruch HaShulchan has the following suggestion to explain the Yaitz. The Aruch HaShulchan here in Siv Katan Tess. So he says, brown isn't just a lighter shade of black. Brown is its own independent family of colors. And even though it's a little bit like black, but it's far enough away that it's not really included in our practice of being machmir in all kinds of blacks. And he thinks that's what the Yaitz meant. Obviously, the Yaitz couldn't have meant that it's in the black family, and yet we're Mako. They must have meant that it's a distant cousin to black. It's far enough away that it's not included in our chumra of being machmir in all blacks, even though it's a little bit like black. But because that's only a chumra anyway, to be machmir in all blacks is far enough away that the chumra doesn't extend to brown, and that is the Aruch HaShulchan's inclination to paskin as such that we are mako on browns. If you look in the Darkei Tshuva in Os Sifkaten Vav is nota lahachmir on brown. If you look in Sifkaten Gimel, he thinks that the Sidrei Tara elsewhere, even though the Sidrei Tara here quotes the Yaitz without arguing, he notes that a careful read of the Sidrei Tara elsewhere seems to indicate that the Sidrei Tara himself is machmir. That Sidrei Tara is in Siman Kuf Tzadi, the end of a long Sifkata Nun Beis. Kuf Tzadi, the end of Nun Beis. You can take a look. I think Rav Avadia has a back and forth as to whether it really is Mashmir that way. Be that as it may, the Sidrei Tara generally is quoted as accepting the Yaitz Lahalacha. The Darkei Tshuva also quotes there that the Chachmei Frankfurt, the Rabbanim in Frankfurt, were Machmir and Mefakpek against the Sidrei Tara. Despite the quoted practice or position of the Chachamim of Frankfurt, Rabbi Willig relates that in his earlier years in the rabbinate, he once got a Mara that was of brownish persuasion, and he wasn't sure how to paskin, so he brought it to Rav Schwab, Zichrono Livracha, and the Rav Schwab took out a jar of coffee and said anything that looks like coffee or any lighter than that, essentially any brown, is a mare tahor. So, despite the tradition of the Chachmei Frankfurt in the Darkei Tshuva, Rav Schwab was makel on brands. Ramosha is machmir on yellows for the first 3 days of Shivan Akiyam, Ramosha is machmir on browns as well for the first 3 days of Shivan Akiyam. In the same tshuva that we referenced earlier. And then finally, there is a very brief attribution to Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, which is quoted in the Sefer Zikaron and Pachad Yitzchak, the Sefer Zikaron in memory of Rav Huttner. So there are a series of brief, previously unpublished tshuvas of Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. So in that collection on page Tuf Kuf Nun Beis, they quote from Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, who said that you should be machmir on browns across the board, for all of Shivan Akiyam, but you can be mako on Ksamim. Okay, so just to summarize the position among later poskim on browns, the Yaitz is the first one to be quoted as saying that browns are tahor. That is the position of the Aruch HaShulchan and of many contemporary poskim. The Darkei Tshuva quotes others who were machmir. Rav Moshe thinks he should be machmir for the first 3 days of Shiva Nikiyam. But again, my sense is that the even though there are poskim that are concerned about the Chachmas Adam that would be machmir in Hesek Tara, in general, to the extent that there is a larger consensus among poskim, the tendency is to be makel on yellows and to be makel on browns.
Is this only light brown or even dark brown?
Coffee's pretty dark. So even...
So everything we just said is for all browns?
Everything we just... I can't say for everyone, but the way Rabbi Willow's orientation based on what Rav Schwab told him, And what you see in a fair amount of the contemporary literature would apply to all browns that are legitimately brown, not black. You know, that, if it's darker than coffee, that could be ready black.
But the Yavis's point was that since we're maple, since brown is like black, we're maple and lighter shades of black, so he was like my light brown. Right?
No, sorry. I mean, some of the Lamy's and Poskin is like chestnuts or like coffee, right?
He's not as brown as like a lighter shade of black.
Right.
Ah, because you can read it. Okay.
Okay. So.
What's the tendency?
Tendency is to be maple.
I'm brown.
I'm brown. That's my sense.
And
sorry?
And yellow.
And yellow. Some are machmir on yellow or brown for Hasaktara.
No,
I'm sorry, not for the three.
Even during the first
year. Even the first, right. I think there definitely is, you know, among some poskim, the tendency to be more machmir and hasaktara. That even a mara that we would be makel on for any other bidika, we're going to be machmir on and hasaktara. So that you have. We rather will because out of that orientation. But in terms of beyond the hasaktara, my sense is that. The orientation of poskim is to be makel. Okay. The Taz and the Shach in the beginning of Siman Kuf Pei Ches quote a Bach. The Bach has two fundamental points, and the Shach and the Taz really only dispute one of them. The Bach writes as follows. If a woman sees a Mara Yarok, and then the Mara is initially moist, and then after it dries, the edges of the Mara now appear red. So the Bach writes, in that case, we had a Mara which, when moist, appeared to be totally yellow, let's say, and then upon drying, the edges have a reddish tint. So the Bach says you have to be machmir on that, just like we're machmir on, or we treat the black as a maritame, because black, we assume, was originally red, elishalaka. So too, by green, if green becomes red, so we have to be machmir on that mara. And then he says, for that reason, it is advisable to only paskin on a mara after it has dried. Since you could have a discrepancy between the appearance when it's moist and the appearance when it dries, so you should only paskin on a mara when it's dry. That's the position of the Bach here in Kuf Pei Ches, which is quoted by the Taz and the Shach. And the Taz and the Shach both dispute explicitly the second point of the Bach, which is that they hold there's no need to wait, and one shouldn't wait to paskin until a mara is dry. You can just as well paskin when the mara is moist. And the Taz has kama v'kama rayas / kashas against the Bach. For example, there are situations in which we require bedika kodem tashmish. So if you require bedika kodem tashmish and then you're going to have to wait for it to dry, that's going to take a while. So it can't be that you require bedika kodem tashmish that you have to wait a day for it. And other kashas. So the Taz and the Shach both dispute that point of the Bach, and they assume that you can paskin on a mara even when it is moist. They don't explicitly address the starting point of the Bach, which is that if you did, let's say you didn't paskin on the mara when it's moist, as you left the mara till the next morning, and the next morning, the next day, the mara is now dry, and when originally the bedika was performed, it was clearly yellow, and the next morning, after it dries, the presentation is reddish. So the Shach and the Taz don't explicitly argue on that in the Kuda. What would we say about the status of that Mara? So the Piskei Shuvah here in Sifkat and Gimel quotes a Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi is in Simen Mem Vav, and the Chacham Tzvi emphatically says that in this case, the Mara is going to be Tahor. The significant juncture in time when we evaluate the color of a Mara is the point at which the earliest possible point, the point at which the sample, so to speak, was taken, the point at which it comes out of the body. And since at the time that it comes out of the body, since the time that you perform the bedika, the presentation is of a maret tahor, so then it remains tahor even if the appearance changes subsequent to that point. He says the Bach is Einan Ella Divrei Nevius, where the Bach writes, and he says it has to be that this is correct, because otherwise you have a violation of Derecha Darchei Noam. How could you have a situation in which you're going to have a Mara that is a presentation of a Mara Tahor, and then you'll show it to the Chacham, he's going to pass in Tahor, and she's Mutaris Labaila, and then the next morning you tell her, oops, it changed colors, you're really Asur Labaila last night. So that's a violation of Derecha Darchei Noam, and that's impossible that you could have such a mode of Psak. And the fact that we don't have any indication in earlier sources that you pass in a Mara at a later point, so that indicates there's no such din. Ein lanu levados milibenu dvarim shelo husku b'talmud bli raya mechrafet. You can't make up halachos absent a strong raya. Yeah.
That's where I'm going to understand the Bach's raya. The black or dried red blood. Here is red, that was dried tahor blood, no? It's like the eyes, like not the same
well,
thing.
Well, by black, the appearance now is black, but it was originally red. We just didn't see it when it was red.
Here
so here, the appearance now is red. It was originally green. So here we happen to have seen it. But fundamentally, it's the same kind of... the way the Bach presents it, you could argue, the way the Bach presents it is that it's a similar kind of timeline, even though our particular snapshot may be different. Okay. So that is the... Yes, sir.
The Bach himself is only Machner by Yerik Halevin?
As opposed to?
Like Brown, I guess.
Well, Brown would be more Machner, if anything. No? He's talking about a case of Yarok that now becomes Adam. So if you have Brown...
Anything that would...
Yeah, any Mara Tahor that then becomes
red. If that red, then it's... What is any Mara Tahor?
Any Mara Tahor that after it dries, it changes colors to become red. So then... correct. Okay, so that's the Chacham Tzvi's argument, Rachai Dorachi Noah, that we only paskin based on the appearance at the original point. We don't take into consideration anything that happens later. Rav Avadia points out on page Shin Aleph, that is doing that way in the Rambam as well. If you look in the Rambam, Isurei Bia, Perek Hei, Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam writes, V'lo kol ha-roetz tzarech l'kol eil advarim, v'kol eit she'yira, el tviyas aynesh l'chacham didamim, u'be'eis she'yira miyad yitameh o yitahir. Right, at the point that the Chacham sees Amara, miyad, he should be metame or metar. So that's mashma that you pass on the mara miyad. There's no indication that there's ever a situation in which you're supposed to wait. Okay. Rav Avadia does note that some later achronim quote a marach or zeruah. This is found in the Chuvas Maharsham, Chela Gimel Simen Reish Nun, Chela Gimel Simen Reish Nun. He notes that if the earlier Achronim would have seen the marach or zeruah, maybe they would have passed differently. The marach or zeruah writes as follows: it's a brief tshuva, Simen Samech Zayin. Ha'isha shekincha v'nir'eh makom ha'kinuach lavan. So women did kinuach. And then there is a white mara on the kinuach, the tahor bli safek, and it's unquestionably tahor, it's lavan. V'nichasa b'kosa, and then she placed the mara in a box. V'achar shah nepach la'odem, and after some time it turns red. V'had in mamish, it was mamish red. Umara lo dam, and it has the appearance of dam. Nira lomar de iglai bahasasei umeikara dam haya utmeya nida. So the Marach Zeruah says, Nira lomar, that this is megala, that this was a mara tame, And therefore, this woman is Tamea. So the Marasham, who quotes this, or Marapa Zeruah, as you see from here, against the Chacham Tzvi, that even if the presentation was 100% Tahor when you did the Kinuach, when you did the Bedika, but later on it changes appearance, and we're going to have to be Metame, even Lemafreya. So isn't that against the Chacham Tzvi? What would you say?
She showed it to a chacham in that case right away?
I'm sorry?
Is it a case where she showed it to a chacham right away?
Doesn't matter.
Well, if she didn't show it, maybe the svara of Jerachai Darachinoah might not apply, because unless you say it's like a little plug, but the issue is like if she starts off tahor and then later she finds she's tamei.
So the psak, even if she didn't ask the shayla, if a woman doesn't have to, we discussed, we made
she'll take the psak, or that she's tahor, she'll be with her baal, and then
if she were to ask the shayla, this would have been the answer, and maybe it's a situation where it's so apparent she doesn't have to ask the shayla.
It's
a maratar. Right, Yisrael.
But is it the case where the editor or the whole
thing? Ah, good. So Yisrael is mechavin to the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer in Simon Reish Kafhei Oz Zion. Simon Reish Kafhei Oz Zion says, no, that's not a right against the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi is talking about a case where it now gets a reddish tint. So become red. But if Mamish turns totally red, so then even the Chacham Tzvi would have to agree that this is a Mara Tameh. Now, whether the Chacham Tzvi would have to agree to that, I'm not sure. But at least he suggests that the Marach HaRazurah is not necessarily against it. And the Marach HaRazurah is limited to a case, or maybe limited to a case, where head and Mamish, it becomes Mamish totally red. And maybe the Chacham Tzvi would have to admit that in that case you would be Machmir. Or maybe not. Because if the din is Drached Drachei Noam, and we follow the status, the appearance at the earlier time, so that even if it becomes totally red, you could still be Mekel. And that's the Avnei Nezer's suggestion. Our Ramosha is Mekel like the Chacham Tzvi in both directions, meaning if you have a mara, I shouldn't say mekel. Ramosha assumes this is I think Ostalid in the Chuvas Rabbi Eider. Ramosha assumes that we follow the earlier point, whatever the presentation of the mara is at the earlier point. So even if it subsequently develops a reddish appearance, if originally there was no red, then we are mekel. Rabbi Willick says that we're mekel like the Chacham Tzvi across the board. Rabbi Avadia thinks that you should be a machmir where there was a hargasha, based on an Avnei Nezer, another achronim, that if there was the re'iyah was with a hargasha, and then you have a mara that originally appears without a reddish tint and becomes red when it dries, then Rav Avadia thinks he should be machmir. But in general, on the first Nekuda of the Bach, we all assume that you can examine and paskin an amara when it is moist. You don't have to wait for it to become dry. In a situation which is a rare occurrence, where you have a mara that is totally... if you have a mara which is totally yarok, and then it becomes red, I was talking to Rabbi Newberg about this a little bit earlier. He said you could have, in terms of mitzias, if it's moist, if you see when it's moist, it could be that by the time it dries, there may be a reddish tint that develops on the side. If it's totally dry, it's almost impossible. It doesn't really happen that it would change colors to become red. You can have in the other direction, of something that is red, that becomes less red, but that's something that's not red becoming red after it dries is not so likely. Okay. The Gemara on the Kaf Amud Beis seems to indicate that a Chacham could paskin on a Mara Belaila. So Yaruch HaShulchan is bothered, as there are others before him. That seems to be against the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah and Daf Yudalev and Aleph, relating the story of David and Abigail and the exchange between them, where David responds to Abigail, "V'chi marim dam b'layla." So we don't paskin on maros b'layla. The Argamari here seems to indicate that you could paskin on a mar b'layla, and the Gemara Megillah seems to indicate that we do not paskin on a mar b'layla. Is that a hand, Daniel?
No.
Okay. So the Aruch HaShulchan suggests that the difference is between moonlight and candlelight. That the Gemara Megillah is talking about seeing a Mara by moonlight, which we do not allow. And our Gemara Rebbe is talking about seeing a Mara by candlelight, which we do allow. Rabbi Avadia points out, page Shen Yud Beis, that there is indication of such a chiluk already in Rishonim. He notes the Sefer Eshkol, along the same lines, distinguishes between starlight and candlelight. Sefer Eshkol writes, he's bothered by the same kasha. So the Sefer Eshkol answers, the Gemara in Megillah is talking about seeing a Mara by moonlight, which we do not do, and our Gemara is talking about candlelight, which is okay. The Taras HaShlamim here in Sifkat and Aleph notes that in Shulchan Aruch we don't find any discussion about this topic, whether you can see a Mara b'layla. And he suggests that's because the whole issue of not seeing a Mara b'layla, to the extent that that is relevant, only applied in a situation where we have to be mafkin bein dam ladam between different shades of red, which requires a more precise quality of vision. So in that time in history, you couldn't, or at least subject to however you'll resolve the Sira and Gemaras, there's an issue of seeing Maras Belila. But nowadays, where all reds are off limits, and it's just a matter of determining whether something is a different shade other than red, so then it doesn't require the same precision of vision, and you could even paskin on those Maros Belila. That may, that may be Meduyak, I don't remember if I saw this somewhere, but Rashi and Megillah, and that Gemara of David Abigail writes, why can't you see Amara Balaila? Halo tsarach lahafkin miri yaso im mechamisha damim tmeyim beishahu im lav. That you have to be mafkin whether this is one of the five shades of red or not. So that's mashma, that the reason for the issue of Maris Balaila is because of the precision needed to evaluate shades of red. But if we are anyway mafkin on all reds, then you don't have the same level of difficulty in seeing Maris Balaila.
So. Yeah, that's
Yochanan. Yochanan says?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Okay, thank you. I guess I saw it there and then forgot where I saw it. Good. Okay. Nevertheless, the Aruch HaShulchan thinks that it is preferable to see Maros in the daytime. And that is the general orientation of Poskim, that if all things are equal, it's better to see a Mara in natural sunlight, but sometimes you don't have that luxury, and then you could paskin on a Mara b'layla, but you have to be sensitive to the kind of electrical light that you're using. The different kinds of light skew the appearance differently, so you have to have a certain amount of experience in being able to be mafkin between different kinds of electric or artificial light to see what kind of effect that has on the Mara. But as a practical matter, it's preferable to see Maras Bayom. Sometimes, if it's a day 7 Mara and you don't have a luxury of waiting until the next morning, then you'll see a Mara Belila. You'll see.
Is like a cloudy day the same thing as night? So that when you're not going to have sunlight?
A cloudy day may be the same as night. It may be a little bit better. But you have Lashonos like that as well. The Gemara. Yeah. Okay. Just finally, without going into any detail, but to round out the picture here so we can go on next time. The Gemara in Daf Kaf Amud Beis has the story or account of Rav Nachman's wife who wouldn't show her maris to Rav Nachman. Satosis here, Dibre Maskol Kol Yoma, notes that the reason Rav Nachman's wife didn't show her maros to Rav Nachman was not because a husband is ineligible to paskin on his wife's maros, rather it was for some other reason, either a lack of zekiyus or shalot eskana b'fana, whatever the other reason was, it wasn't because there's a fundamental problem with a husband paskining on his wife's maros. Most Rishonim assume, like Tosvos, there is a Lushan in the Me'iri. The Me'iri has a line that he's mefakfek whether... Tosvos here notes that the Mishnah in the Goyim, in Perek Beis, says, Kol ha-negayim adam roa chutz mi-negay asmo. A person can't paskin on his own negayim, he can't paskin on his own nedarim. And Tosvos is diuk, it doesn't say anywhere that you can't paskin on your wife's damim. So the Me'iri says, well, maybe you can't paskin on your own damim, and maybe his wife's damim is an extension of his own damim. So the Me'iri raises that as a question. If you look in the Rash, in the Perish HaMishnayis in the Goyim there, Perik Beis Mishnah Hay, the Rash raises a suggestion. He says, Efshar, or that it's possible, that maybe there's a distinction between the Skasik Yisura and Lo Skasik Yisura. That maybe a husband only can paskin on his wife's maros where it's low as chazik yisura, but where it is as chazik yisura, so for example, possibly for hasek tara, or possibly to be matir her to tefillah, then maybe there you should be machmir. The Taz in Hilchos Mumin for Bechor, where the din is that within the context of whether a person Tamach Chacham can be matter his own mumim. So the Taz there in Yaradeya Simen Shem Yudbeis Sif Katan Dalet actually quotes this Rash as potentially being relevant Ladina. Lamaisa, the general approach, like Rov Rishonim, is that a qualified husband could paskin on his wife's maros. With that, we will close. I think next time I may just talk a few minutes more about some maros issues. And then we will move on to Dam Chimud and Simon Kuf Sadi Beis.